got here 2 minutes late today, and Sligo thought I was dead.
You also hadn't sent me your daily email, which I'm like,
true.
Everybody I know is getting so old.
How dare you?
Kevin's pretty darn old.
I'm getting younger than ever. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Peace.
I have lots of stuff on my docket. I don't know about you. I'm planning.
I'm overwhelmed with stuff.
Maybe many exciting things.
I'm drowning in ideas.
Yeah, generic stuff and random calls. And oh, look at the day, too. What a beautiful day. If it's raining, I don't know.
It is a ticket fest. It's a ticket-o-rama. We got tickets to Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know what to do when you hear them play. Also, LA Kings v. Vancouver Canucks.
Coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
All right, this is important.
I found my new favorite snack.
Oh, nice.
My new favorite snack.
Wait, they had it here in the vending machine at the station.
Yes.
It was moon pie?
It was a moon pie. Yeah, remember those moon pies they used to have all the time?
The chocolate and then some marshmallow in between.
A little bit of marshmallow in between.
You came in, you were so excited. You're like, woohoo!
There was one in our machine, yeah. And I was very excited about
that. I'm going to guess you had 32 of them over
Probably.
I would say 32.
Now they've run out.
And yet you still have your fine girlish figure. How do you do that? That's pretty amazing.
I don't eat as many as it seems like I eat.
Yeah. Not like Greg Beharrell downing, 24 Diet Cokes a night.
Right. That's not
he does. That's no joke.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's insane. He brings it in every day.
He's in good shape, too. What
my
is your
newest,
secret?
Yeah. My newest favorite snack food, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
Is Oreo cakes.
Oreo cakes.
Yes.
Describe that. I mean.
It is an Oreo.
Right.
But the black part is cake.
Oh, instead of cookie.
And frosting and cake.
Oh.
It's a terrific snack.
Is this sold in vending machines or do you?
I found it at grocery stores.
Really?
Yeah.
Oreo cake.
Oreo cake.
Now you're talking. You still got a little ice cream.
You buy one box of them and then there's five little packages and they have two each. So they're decently sized.
So you brought some in, right?
I was going to, and then I forgot.
You bastard.
I actually had a box that I hadn't opened yet that I was going to bring
in. All right, let's just shut this down and go get them. Who cares?
Favorite snack food.
Yeah.
818-955.
I don't think you'd be able to beat that.
KLOS. I don't know why I didn't know about that before.
Maybe it's new. I'm sure it's healthy. I'm sure they're going to stamp healthy on it.
Of course it's healthy, like all snack foods.
Yeah, like cereals. They're going to stamp it. They'll be like, oh, good. It's
but something better
than vegetables.
New that you've discovered. Share with the class.
Yeah.
You want to share with the class?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Tombstone pizza. That's a good snack. We were talking about your favorite snacks. Hello, KLOS.
How about homemade? Well, I shouldn't admit this, but pot-laced brownies. Those are with the big old glass of milk.
Yep.
Right after they come out of the oven, just a few minutes so you don't burn your tongue off. But, oh, my God, those are so good.
I do like them kind of melty. But, yes, you're right. You don't want to burn your tongue because, you know, of course, you won't feel it after a little while.
That's true. Fine. You won't feel your tongue hurting. Yeah.
I was also going to say the cup of gold as far as the candies that you buy at the store. Mm-hmm. It was like a peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter shaped kind of candy with the marshmallow and the crunchiness on top. I'm not sure if they would.
Oh, man, I don't even know that.
Oh, yeah, Cup of Gold's great.
Cup of Gold.
Yeah, that's solid.
Those are my favorite.
Those are two very, very good snack foods.
Yes,
sir. Thank
well
you for
done.
Calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite snack food. Listen, I found a new favorite snack food, and it's great, and you should get it. And I'm not getting paid for this.
That is an important, these days, an important
these days
distinction
important,
to
yeah.
make. Yeah.
It is Oreo cakes.
That does sound good.
So it's
good.
Basically an Oreo cookie, but it's cake with frosting in the middle.
So a cake instead of a cookie and frosting instead of
and
that.
It's probably
that
twice
is.
As big as the Oreo cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was going to bring some in, but then I ate them all.
You bet.
So
I was just getting ready to have some.
You have a favorite snack?
Blueberry muffins.
All right.
Yeah, hot buttered blueberry muffins are very good. Almost healthy. You know, I'm sorry, that's getting into healthy, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if we
healthy.
Can do that.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Scrub Frog.
Hey there. We're talking
How you doing?
We're good. We're talking about your favorite snack food.
Yeah. Well, I got to pitch my song and pitch my favorite snack food. So my song Jump and my favorite snack food is beef jerky sticks and cheese.
Beef jerky sticks
and cheese?
Yeah, at the store they sell these little things of cheese and beef jerky.
Oh, okay. All right. I can see that.
That sounds terrible. You don't get your song.
Oh, come on.
Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you, man.
KLOS.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about your favorite snack food.
Lindora chocolate, right? You let it melt in your mouth. When you're almost done with that, chase it with a shot of pickle juice.
Blah! A shot of pickle juice?
Wow, that's awful. Yeah.
You're just trying to torture people now.
There's no way that's good.
No, you got to try it. I got to go, though.
Okay. All right.
Okay, great.
Cops are coming to get you. Spreading misinformation. Oh, you really did hang up. That's funny. 818-955-KLOS.
Don't lie to us. Your favorite snack food.
Good stuff from NXS. I love that song.
97.
93.5. 96.
I was just going to say the station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you start talking the same
32.
Time. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about the most important topic in the world.
That's right.
Which is your favorite snack food.
I like the Ding Dongs and the Zingers, the strawberry with the coconut.
I don't remember Zingers.
Oh, yeah, Zingers. Yeah. Well, strawberry, and yeah. They were peanuts, usually, like Charlie Brown and all them were the ones on the cover.
Oh, interesting.
As I recall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, could I possibly give a shout-out for my son? He'd be on YouTube with his song. It's called She Got It.
Is it a good song?
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah, it's a clean song. It's clean. There's no, like, dirty words, really.
Oh, well, there's no dirty words. Forget it. Wait, what's it called?
It's called She Got It by T8.
T8, gotcha.
All right, everybody quit listening to this dumb radio station and go find that.
I think
listen
that's
to
what we said, but you can do both. You can do both.
You guys are great. One day you'll play it on the radio, I hope.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My favorite snack food will be the Mexican gansitos, and what? You put them in the freezer. They taste so good. Gansitos?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
It's like a chocolate bar, and it has like strawberry filling in there. It's so good. That sounds good.
And I love the idea of frozen. I always freeze my Reese's peanut butter cups. Frozen are amazing.
Yes, those are good.
That's a good idea.
Too. Okay, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Your favorite snack food?
Pork and beans and cottage cheese.
Whoa, Willie, wow.
Pork and beans and cottage cheese. That can't be.
That's yowza, yowza, yowza.
That can't be delicious.
You must have discovered that while camping.
Yes.
That sounds like camping food, yeah.
Yes.
It's the last two things you had. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Well, we'll accept it. The judges allow it. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, hi. Sweet cherry pie. Come on, man.
Lauren agrees. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. We're talking about your favorite snack food.
Well, not mine. I thought it was gross. But my ex used to love Slim Jims and milk chocolate.
Wow.
Say again?
Slim Jims and milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Slim Jims and milk chocolate.
That's a horrible. No wonder you left him.
I did.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's reason right there. That's grounds any judge would agree with.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We have time for one more call?
Yeah.
Your favorite snack food is what?
I put an egg or waffle in the toaster, perfectly warm. Mm-hmm. I put it in the microwave with melted butter and the syrup. And I eat that, and I love every bite. It's the best snack ever.
That is a good. And then you can almost eat it like a sandwich, right?
But, I mean, aren't you just eating an egg or waffle?
What?
You got me on that one.
It's enhanced.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
for calling. Thanks. I think.
Bye. Wait a minute. You're right. It's just a waffle.
KLOS. Hello.
Hi. My favorite snack food is popcorn with miniature Reese's and M&M peanut M&M.
Oh yeah, that is a recipe for success right there.
Yeah.
That's
a very good combo plate.
That is a good combo plate.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. KLOS. Hello.
Hey, I like ice cream with chopped up fruit pie sprinkled on it.
Chopped up what?
Fruit pies.
Oh, fruit pies. We thought you said poop pies, yeah. And we're like, we're out. That would be good.
Don't knock until you tried it.
I will knock it. That I'm knocking. No, that's a good idea. Thank you for calling, man. That's high food, man. That is not sober food.
Correct. I forgot to tell you earlier, there's also a man with perfect poop.
What?
Did you know that was a thing?
No. Same. Perfect poop?
Mm-hmm.
And did he find it with that camera toilet?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, I think his doctors
said, wow.
Yes.
We've never seen such perfect poop.
You have perfect poop.
Huh. What constitutes perfect
poop?
Who
knew that was a thing?
Yeah. I'm not striving towards that. I don't care.
Well, I think the guy has already been named who has perfect poop.
So I guess, well, what's the point,
Dad? You can't get any higher than that.
Throw in the towel.
There is a L.A. woman who said on TikTok, this is one TikTok, which is can be 15 seconds or 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. This was a 60-second TikTok, one. Mm-hmm. It says, I am petty MF. I don't care what anyone says.
Right.
And she's talking about the guy that broke up with her. So her TikTok video shows her on a flight to Seoul, Korea, okay. Which, by the way, is 6,000 miles.
Wow. That's a chunk of time.
Then in the airport before she goes to purchase wire cutters from a store. So there's little clips of video of every step of the way. So she goes to a store and she finds wire cutters, right. And she pulls them off of the rack.
Right.
And snip, snip, snip. An automated voice says, time to snip.
Time to snap.
So then you see her walking through Seoul, South Korea with the wire cutters.
All in 60 seconds.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
Then she gets on a bus and you're just watching the wire cutters like as, like they were on a trip. She buys a ticket, hopping on a cable car, takes her up to the south, to the top of North Seoul Tower.
Which I'm guessing is a very romantic looking spot.
There's a lot of, things that people leave behind. It looked like maybe it was I couldn't tell. It looked like it was either a strand of hair, which makes no sense, or maybe one of those bracelets that they
right, the
can make.
Right, hair bracelets.
And there were thousands of them on this spot. This is a spot where all leave them.
She's going back up there and going to find it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is commitment. That part's commitment.
She decided it was time to cut hers off, so her partner had dumped her. She went all the way up to the top, searched for an hour or two.
Wow.
Found the single one that represented their love,
right?
And snipped it right off.
Woo! Yeah, that is the way to do it. Don't leave that out there. Hell
is
yeah!
Is it the way to do it?
Yes, it's a good.
You're
going
to fly 6,000 miles to do that.
Great use of money. It's a great use of like safety, like you know, testing how everything is on planes right now with COVID. I think it's wonderful.
Do you?
Well, I understand.
I don't think
it.
Wonderful is the is necessarily how everybody thinks it, but that's the actual scene where she's digging
good
through.
For her. I love that she actually found it. I mean, you know, you got to know you're determined. You're going to Seoul.
Yes, yeah, she's digging through thousands of other ones and she finds the specific one. At least that's what she showed on her TikTok.
Did Dickweed respond to the former dumper? Oh, really? No, no response.
I don't think
like,
so.
Hey,
not that I've seen.
Look
no.
what I did.
Look how bad I am.
Look how much you suck. We always smoked out by the oleanders. Remember the oleanders? Those really smelly, big, giant plants?
Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
I associate that with cigarettes.
That's where you would smoke?
Yep. Hey, man, are we going to go smoke out by the oleanders today or what?
That sentence was never said. It's time for People Are Dumb.
It is time for People Are Dumb, and if it would start, that'd be neat.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man who robbed a gas station for $23 spends 14 years hiding in a cave.
Wow! Really? He was so afraid he's going down big time.
14 years.
Wouldn't you rather be in jail in a cave for even a couple of weeks?
A Chinese man who carried out a gas station robbery in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And walked away with $22.50.
Wow, that's a haul.
Spent the last 14 years of his life hiding in a cave from cops.
Maybe he's trying to pretend he was Butch Cassidy in the Hole in the Wall gang.
You know, I don't think that's the name of it. Mm. His name is Lou. He was in his mid-30s when he took part in the gas station robbery along with his brother-in-law and another accomplice. They ended up with $22.50 between them. They spent some of it on food and fireworks, which, of course, those are the two things you need.
So there goes the money.
So he ended up with $4.60.
Oh, my God.
The three men parted ways, but it wasn't long before the police caught his accomplices and arrested them.
Sure.
And apparently they must have used a weapon because they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes it a lot more serious.
Years in prison.
Right.
The man realized it was only a matter of time before authorities showed up at his doorstep, so he decided to go into hiding. And he ran up into the mountain and hid in a cave for 14 years.
14 years.
The runaway robber spent days hiding in the forest while police searched his home and questioned his family.
And then kind of got to the point where they're like, who cares? Big deal. Forgot all about it, most likely.
He eventually settled in a cave.
Right.
and he started hunting and scavenging for food.
Oh my
and
God.
Occasionally ventured back to his home village to steal things like potatoes and meat and see his parents for a few minutes.
I'm sure he was doing the whole beard thing by that time. He was looking all ragged.
He was careful to only go home during big festivals when he knew most people would be in the main square.
Well, first of all, you think he's kind of dumb, but then that's pretty smart.
But even so, he was spotted by others. The police always came sniffing around for him.
Sure. Where's that idiot that took $14 or whatever, $24?
Split three ways. The dude finally gave up because he was just so lonely.
I can't take it anymore.
Living in a cave. He came down and faced the music, and there they arrested him, and they might give him some years in prison.
If it were Harry, they'd shoot him probably.
After 14 years. That's insanity. He has $4.60.
Well, crime really doesn't pay.
It does not pay.
Live in a cave.
That's
man,
correct. Yes. You don't strike me as a ballet fan.
Me?
For the most part. No, I don't see you going to ballet.
I do like classical music, but I can't stand opera or ballet.
Okay, so you're down. What if they involve Black Sabbath music?
But it makes
ballet.
Sense. That makes no sense.
They're doing it. They're actually planning it for later this year.
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
The Birmingham Royal Ballet director is named Carlos Acosta, and the band's Tony Iommi are putting together a ballet, a Black Sabbath ballet.
Wow. I mean, if Tony's got his hand in it, that's massive. That's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
I don't understand. A ballet, though, what are they going to dance around and bite heads off bats?
I don't know. Iommi said, I never imagined pairing Black Sabbath with ballet.
No.
But it's got a nice ring to it, does it?
No. I think I'm too sober. Let me go. I'll go to the kitchen. I'll be back with a brownie. We'll figure this out.
All right. Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to Ozzy himself.
What?
Ozzy?
Hello, Ozzy Osbourne's house. This is Ozzy Osbourne speaking from his house. Can I help you?
Yes, hi, Ozzy. We were calling about the ballet that they're doing in England later this year.
What now?
They're doing a ballet with Black Sabbath music.
And apparently Tony Iommi has a big hand in it.
Oh, I think I'm too sober to talk about this. Let me go to the kitchen and get a brownie. I'll be right back.
Okay.
That's
how
weirdly familiar.
That is strange.
I can't dance ballet. My back is hurt. I've got a spine problem.
We know that you had to...
I can't be dancing in the ballet, so I can't do it.
Right.
Sorry, they want me to dance in the ballet.
We're not trying to force you to do anything. We're just telling you that there's a ballet company that will do the dancing.
And apparently playing Black Sabbath music as orchestrated music. Orchestral. We just wonder what you think about that.
That's brain damage. And that's coming from me.
Yes. That does mean a lot.
Would you be willing to wear tights and be in the ballet if you were able to get something done with your spinal cord or whatever's going on?
All right. I'll dance if you're asking me.
We are.
All right. I'll do it. Charlene, get my tights out.
We can't wait to see you, Ozzy.
I can't wait to be seen.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you interested in a little wager?
I need to make some bling.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Put my money on the table. I'll bet I can come up with... I don't know what the hell we're going to do, though.
All right, I'm going to tell you that this list came out in 2010.
The year 2010.
However, it wouldn't have made probably any difference in the list.
Okay.
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 Top 10 artists of all time.
Oh, wow.
Top 10 artists
according
of all time.
According to who?
Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh. Ah, you know, I hate it when I can't go, oh, they suck.
Top
I don't know.
10 artists of all time. Now,
artist
can mean men... Singular
right.
men,
right.
singular women,
right.
or bands. All of the above.
So just pretty much entertainers.
From all time.
From all time. Going back to ancient Rome.
Well, I don't see any in ancient Rome in the top 10. Because they did the top 100.
Wow.
Maybe there was some in there. But the top 10 artists of all time, I'm going to give you six guesses to get four Correct.
Does this say a reader's poll, or is this the staff that came up with this, or do you know?
I assume it's a reader's poll, because I assume that's how Rolling Stone does
usually
it.
Not always, but yeah. Well, yeah. And by the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. Hey, can I become a millionaire? Ah, if
that's
so I
a
can't.
Wrong guess. If that was a guess, that's a wrong guess. Top 10 artists of all time.
Well, I'm going to go.
Not necessarily our format either. So clearly, right. Clearly. Of
rock
time.
And roll.
Right.
I'm going to go for the gold right out of the gate. I'm going to say Billie Holiday. She should be in the top 10.
Billie Holiday. That's the gold.
Unbelievable.
That was your slam dunk.
Well, that's when you should, this, she should be in the top 10.
When you play this game, you make a quick list as fast as you can on a piece of paper. And the first thing you write is the one that you know
has to be
is a home run.
Or a Rolling Stone or a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, but Billie Holiday is not in the
there's
top 10.
There's plenty of beg to differ.
Now, maybe they're 20th or whatever, but they're not in the
11th.
Top 10. Okay.
The Beatles. Ladies and gentlemen, Beatles the Beatles
are number one.
Number one. Well, that kind of tells me where things
so
are.
So two right guesses, there. You got one right.
I'm going to readjust what I was thinking already.
Okay, good.
If that's the case. And I'm going to say the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
That's two.
Are number four. So you have three guesses and you got two right.
Now, I heard that Keith guy who refuses to bring us fries talking to you about this, and he said Prince, which I think makes sense.
Right.
I'll say Prince. Oh, poor Prince.
Yeah, I told him while you were sitting here, I told him it wasn't on the
list.
All
right, let's go back
to... Hold on, I just wanted everybody to hear this. While you were sitting right there.
Yeah.
I told him...
Well, see, I don't listen because
Prince was not on
the list.
We're
going to do something like this.
I said to him...
I don't cheat.
Prince not on the list.
I put my phone down and I don't cheat.
Unbelievable.
Like other people I know that are always looking for the advantage.
Wow, you are a miracle.
I seem to remember giving you lots of hints.
You are a miracle.
Of course, you did tell me that one wasn't.
Yeah,
he actually told me that wasn't on there.
Right.
All right, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin is what you're saying.
Yes. Oh, man, this list blows.
Sorry.
This list doesn't even know.
Well, what I'm saying is it's not our format at all.
How about Prince?
So, but they do. Yeah, how about Prince? Is that your final guess?
No.
Because you can't make it anyway. You only have one guess and you need two more.
What a load of crap.
Right, you tell me if you agree with this list.
Wait. Let me give you one more. And okay, she better be in there. Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin. All right.
Oh, my God. This list blows.
Top 10 artists of all time.
My ass.
Number 10, Ray Charles.
Over Billie Holiday? Not a chance.
Again, a lot of these might be 11 through 20, 20
right,
to 30.
Right. But he needs to be down below Billie.
Number 9, Aretha Franklin.
All right. Yep.
Number 8, Little Richard.
Okay. We know his drummer, by the way.
We do.
Yeah.
Number 7, James Brown.
James Brown, bitch.
Number 6, your favorite guitarist of all time. Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, all right, I'm leaving. I didn't think of Jimi Hendrix. I need to go. I need to leave.
That's so funny that you forgot your favorite guitarist of all time.
What? I broke my pen. I'm so mad.
Number 5 is Chuck Berry. Number 4, you got the Rolling Stones. Number 3, you did not get Elvis Presley.
I had Elvis written here, but I just like, meh.
Number 2 is Bob Dylan. And number 1 is the Beatles.
The Beatles! I need a dollar, dollar,
dollar. He still needs a dollar.
I need that dollar. Come on.
Not even close. I said to him, Prince, not
you
on
did.
The list.
I didn't hear you
What's
at all. I was ignoring you.
Wow.
Billie Holiday.
Right.
Come on. Tickets are on sale right this second at Ticketmaster.com for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But if you win that contest, you know, when you hear a Chili Peppers song, .. you're qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, 2 tickets to see him April 1st at the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, and a one-night stay at Sahara Las Vegas, plus a $100 gift card when you hear them play, which this guy did. And who are you?
Hey, this is Omar.
Omar, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have a working turntable?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do. Well done. Second question. Now that you have the Red Hot Chili Peppers Unlimited Love album on vinyl.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Because you call her 13.
Awesome.
It's a limited edition color vinyl. I'm wondering, are you going to play it on your turntable, or are you going to keep it in pristine shape until the day you die?
Well, I think I'm going to play it with my girlfriend, Christina, who is the
biggest Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
Oh, nice. Well, hopefully you get to take her up to Las Vegas. We're putting your name in the drawing, and Heidi and Frank might pull you and Christine out tomorrow.
All right. Well, hopefully the odds are in my favor, and I can do that.
Good luck unto thee. We're all counting on you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Give me five.
That's a lot of songs. Let's see if we get through 5 million of them today. About pain. The subject is pain. Doesn't really have to be in the title, but you know, hurts so good. Or, well, what do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Give me five. All about pain. Dinosaur Jr. there. Feel the pain is what it's all about today. KLOS, who's this?
I'm Kirk from Simi Valley.
And what do you got? Talk to us about pain. What are you thinking?
Painkiller, Judas Priest.
Give me five, all about pain. What do you got?
Okay, I'm gonna go Bad Boys Get Spanked by the Pretenders.
I like that. I like your sentiments. I love Chrissy. I think we can do it.
Yes, we can.
The Pretenders in Give Me Five, it's all about Give Me Pain, which kind of happens in a hockey game from time to time. If you were listening earlier, you heard us say that we have LA Kings v Vancouver Canucks tickets, which are available right this second at lakings.com/tickets. But if you call our 13 and you feel comfortable playing a game with us, and it's your choice which game you play, you want to play hockey slang, NHL terms? Or do you want to play vodka or hockey player? Your choice, be caller 13. And if you get it right, your choice of games, you get 4 tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings take on the Vancouver Canucks this Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Good luck. But continuing now with a countdown while you dial, what were you thinking?
Yeah, so how about Hurt by Johnny Cash or Nine Inch Nails?
I think Johnny sounds good today, don't you?
Yeah, either one. I love him.
Let's do the Man in Black.
Let's do it. Thank you.
LA Kings are going to be taking on Vancouver this coming Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets right now available at lakings.com/tickets. But caller 13, and maybe you can play a game with us, but caller 13 is, who are you?
Hi, this is Ken.
Ken, you calling for hockey tickets?
Yeah.
Good, because I got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings v Vancouver this Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Do you want to go?
That'd be most excellent.
Well, good, because you caller 13, but now you got to make your choice. Which game do you want to play with us? Hockey slang or vodka or hockey player?
Hockey slang.
Hockey slang. Jeez. All right, cool. Lip lettuce. What is lip lettuce?
Lip lettuce?
Yeah. Think about it. It's pretty, you know, self-explanatory.
How about talking trash?
No. I feel generous today. You want to play vodka or a hockey player, however? Maybe you get this one right?
Okay, we'll give that a shot.
So tell me you want to do vodka or a hockey player.
Hockey player.
All right, Kaminsky. Is he a hockey player or a delicious vodka?
Wait, you gotta repeat that card.
What's going on over there? Kaminsky, hockey player or delicious vodka?
Hockey player.
Ah, very good. Well done. Yeah. Woo, you're going.
Excellent.
Congratulations, really, on being caller 13.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Slugger. Slugger.
Slugger, I
Let's
like it.
Let's go with Slugger.
Okay, that's my new one.
I like that.
Yeah. Slug Sadie's Benz, Baron Von Slugger. Why not?
Slugger. What is wrong with me? Let's talk about things that you thought were gone forever.
Okay, my virginity.
And then you found it again.
Oops.
And I'll give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
The AMC Theaters in Topanga Canyon Mall.
Okay.
West Hills? No. Woodland Hills.
Okay.
Went to see a movie there probably 5 months ago.
Wow, okay.
4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
With my woman.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to pay and get her little, she has a Tesla, so I was supposed to get her little card back.
Okay.
Her valet card.
Oh, right.
And I forgot it.
Okay. Oh, so you left her Tesla valet card at the AMC Theater in...
Yes, at
wherever.
The valet, and which okay. was all new and a disaster. People's cars were parked everywhere.
Oh, no, really?
And just almost touching each other.
Oh.
And people were trying to back and get it. It was mayhem.
So, like they just opened or they just
yes,
started?
Yes, it was mayhem.
No. Right?
So there it's this at. Weekend...
Uh-huh.
We go back there, and she says, do you think they still have my card?
I suppose they wouldn't throw it away.
And I said, no, it's been 5 months.
Yeah.
I said, do you remember this valet? It was a disaster zone. There were people running everywhere, taking cars and smashing it. All hell broke loose.
Like you would maybe get in a different car and leave a bar and then realize and come back.
But I could tell that she really wanted to check.
Sure.
And I was angry because I wasn't feeling great. So I said, I'll give you $100 if they have it. Because I just wanted to make the point that they won't have it.
There's nothing better than making an extremely high bet. So you coughed up $100.
So she
100
went back
clams.
And she asked them, and they sent us to the parking
course,
office.
Ma'am. Here you go.
They had one card.
No way.
No keys.
One.
One card.
One.
In their parking office, and it was hers.
We've been wondering for 5 months who's
five
this.
5 months ago.
Wow. Hey, that's kind of a testament to them.
Just got it.
Good for them.
It was a disaster.
Did you bust out your wallet? Did you pay her off?
Of course I paid her. We're going to take your calls of things that you thought were lost forever, and you found them, probably miraculously. 818-955-KLOS. I have one other quick story to tell you. Mm-hmm. Bean and I, when we were putting together a tape for our morning show, we went to a Giants-Dodgers game in Candlestick Park.
Oh, wow.
San Francisco.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
But we wanted to beat the traffic, so we left early, and he couldn't find his keys right away, but his car started. So he's like, well, they're probably in my bag or something. So we drive all the way back to San Francisco. He can't find his keys for the life of him. So now we have to drive back to Candlestick Park against
the traffic
that's coming out.
Right.
And we don't know. Did we lose them in the parking lot, which was dirt?
Right.
Did we lose them on the way someplace by the seat?
Yeah.
Like where? And we got back to the parking. See, he went, that's mine.
What?
That's one of my keys right there
get
in the dirt.
Out
in
of
the
here.
Dirt. And when there's no cars there, you know, you're not sure exactly where
you had
parked. And there's my other
what?
One. And there's my third one. He got three keys. Found them.
What?
Found them.
What? That dude has amazing luck.
Impossible.
He has really weird luck.
So that's what we want is.
Wow.
You found something that was impossibly lost.
Right. That's impossibly lost.
818-955. KLOS.
Let's just call Bean and talk to him about that.
It has to be a thing, a hard good.
Yeah.
Your phone, wallet.
Yeah.
I had my wallet gone for 3 months or something like that
and
got it back. So 818-955-KLOS. We are taking calls on you thought something was lost forever, and then you ended up finding it. That happened to you?
I lost my 1-carat diamond.
Oh, man. Where did you lose it?
I work for Costco. And one day, it was very loose on me, my ring, and I knew the prong was a little twisted, and I had plans on fixing the prong, but I hadn't done it yet.
Right.
So I'm twisting my ring halfway through the day, and I notice that the diamond is missing.
Yeah. You must have freaked out.
I did. It was raining that day. My husband looked all over the place at home. We thought I had lost it at home. I went through all the dirt that we swept up that day because it gets very dirty there, and nothing. And so I'm panicking. We're just looking everywhere. The next day I go back to work on the receiving dock. The dock had been full when I left, full of pallets. The next morning, a couple of hours into the day, I happened to see the piece of pallet. I didn't pick it up right away. Walked over, picked up the pallet, and my diamond was right next to it.
Wow.
Did they give you 144 more? To take with you from Costco?
No.
Okay. Whoa, so that's incredible.
It was lost forever.
That's incredible.
And I'm guessing you had it fixed like right away, so it ain't moving it ever again.
It is now on a 6-prong as opposed to a 4-prong. Yes.
Excellent.
Right on. Well, yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. That's awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Talking about things you lost that you thought were gone forever.
But then you found them.
Man, I had a Visa card. This is like 1979. The only card I had. I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Lost it. Couldn't find it anywhere. About 6 months later, one of my friends is cleaning his car around. It was El Camino. And he goes, dude, I found your card. It was behind my seat.
Wow.
So it was like, cool. So it had already fallen off. Back then, they had a stolen missing card sheet you had to go through.
Right.
It had already fallen off it. So it's 4th of July. About 20 of us from Whittier go down to the river. I racked up $2,500 on that card.
Ha!
Jet skis all day, beer for everyone. And I didn't get charged a penny.
They didn't trace it back to you. That's so great.
Yeah. Wow, amazing.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well played.
That can't happen anymore.
No, it can't.
No.
But right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You lost something forever, and then you found talking about things that you thought were lost forever. And then somehow you miraculously found them. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this didn't happen to me. It happened to my husband and his friend.
Okay.
They were driving across country during the night because they wanted to drive through the desert when it was cooler.
Right.
And his friend's like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. So they pull over just in the middle of the desert. Guy goes to the bathroom, gets back in the car, and they drive down the road for maybe an hour. He's like, oh my God, I lost my wallet. And they're like,
while peeing?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
I don't know how, but it fell out of his pocket or
that's
something.
That's an aggressive pee. But so you said an hour they had driven.
An hour.
In the middle of the night out in the desert, you can go a long ways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's like, let's go back. And my husband's like, oh, my God, you're never going to find it. So they went back. They drove another hour, went back. They're looking around. He's like, yeah, I think it's over here. And, I mean, literally, it's just bushes and dirt and right. whatever. He found it.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Listen, he needs to help me. I lost a ring out in the middle of the desert at 2 in the morning 25 years ago.
Do you think he can find it?
Yeah. Every time I drive past that stretch, I'm like, I wonder if it's still out there. Damn it. That's great. That's awesome.
That's great. Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You thought you lost something forever, but then you found it. 955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Slugger in the afternoon. We decided to change his
name. Yeah. You know, I used to play baseball, professional baseball.
We're talking about losing something you thought forever and then eventually finding it. You had that?
So, you know, it was a man's ring with a diamond on it. Mm-hmm. Me and my girlfriend, we were in the Dominican Republic on a cruise, and we got it. It was $1,600 on a credit card.
Right.
So one day I put it on. I go to work. I'm at work for a few hours. Oh, my God, where the heck is it? It's gone. And I didn't know if I lost it in the driveway at home. It's in the car somewhere. It's at work. It's gone. A month later, we gave up, but we insured it because my girlfriend insures everything and its brother. We get an insurance check for the full replacement, pay off the credit card. 2 weeks later,
you found it.
An employee goes, is this yours?
That's great.
Wow.
And I'm sure you did the right thing and you notified your insurance company and said, hey, we found it.
We want you to have your money back.
Oh, yeah, sure, I did that.
That's what you did.
Right away.
Okay, great. That's a good example for the kids.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
This happened to me when I was, like, 18.
Okay.
My parents had given me a diamond ring on my birthday, and it had, they call them, like, wedding anniversary bands, where it has 10 little diamonds in it.
Right.
And right. I wore this thing 24/7. I never ever took it off. And I went to my boyfriend's house, had a fun time there, came home, went to bed. When I woke up in the morning, I looked at the ring and there was a hole where one of the diamonds should have been.
Mm.
And I freaked. I called him right away and he tore his room apart. His mother had already started vacuuming.
Ah.
She opened the vacuum bag and was searching through the vacuum bag and she couldn't find it. I went upstairs and went in the kitchen. My father was sitting there at the table and he could see I was really upset. He goes, what's wrong, babe? I said, Daddy, I lost one of the diamonds. And he says, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just get you another one. I go, no, I'll find it. And I went and looked in my 1969 blue Camaro and there it was on the floor of the driver's seat.
That is a miracle.
I mean, it's like a speck.
Yeah, a shiny little speck, but a speck.
I only have one question for you, and that's why didn't you allow your dad to get you a new diamond and then find the old one?
I was 18. What did I know?
Because she's a good kid.
She's
that's
a good
why.
Kid. My bad. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, man. I left something and found it.
All right. What did you lose?
A bag of mushrooms. Thanks to running into Simon Babs, son of Ken Babs from the electric Kool-Aid acid test, I scored a giant bag of mushrooms.
And then you lost it.
For how long?
For about 70 miles on the highway.
That's a chunk of change, wow. Too, I should think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well, you actually went back and found them?
You turned around and went back.
Yeah, a buddy of mine and I realized 80 miles down the road, oh, where's that bag of mushrooms?
No mushrooms.
Back at the hotel we left over an hour ago. So
oh. Well, at least it wasn't out on the road somewhere.
And you went back to the hotel and it was there?
Someone really freaked out jackrabbit would have found it.
The housekeeping staff was in the process of throwing out garbage.
Process of throwing away your good times, man.
Sons of bitches.
Oh, that can't be done.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You lost something you thought forever and then found it.
Try Preparation H for that Ring of Fire. Now available.
That sort of ruins that song.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You remember the... Did you see the story of the rapper Lil Uzi Vert?
Oh, yeah. You showed me that picture.
Put the diamond in the middle of his head. That
right.
was a different one.
Right, okay.
Somebody tried to steal that one. This is a guy who I just put up on my Twitter. Rapper Dan Sir gets gold chain hooks surgically implanted into his scalp.
And there's a whole bunch of them, right?
Yes, and he has, it looks like dreads, but yep. The hair is golden hanging from the hooks.
Actual gold.
Yes.
So that's heavy. It's got to be actually embedded in his skull, doesn't it?
It is.
In the bone.
Yes.
So when someone comes along
skull.
To,
yes.
yeah, to rip those out.
Right, that's my point.
Woo!
This 23-year-old Mexican Goldilocks claims he's the first rapper in human history to
be
rock
that
an
dumb.
Assortment of gold chains as hair. Hanging from hooks that he surgically implanted into his scalp.
How do you sleep with that? Can you imagine all that clunk, 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 and heavy and wow, headaches?
The truth is, I wanted to do something different because I see that everyone dyes their hair.
That's what he said. Missing persons will be very upset about that. I think I'll dye my hair blue.
I have it as a hook implanted in my head, and the hook has hooks, and they're all hooked to my skull.
The hooks have hooks. Woo!
Under my skin.
Man, that's insane.
So that seems dumb.
That's, well, one of them has got to rip out no matter what at some
You
point.
Would think somebody would just do a run by.
100%. I mean, you said the guy who had the little diamond or whatever.
Somebody tried to steal it.
So, yeah. I mean, how much
and
more
he
is
He jumped
this?
In the pit and tried to get it back, and they said he did get it back. It was a $24 million diamond.
What did that feel like getting torn out of there?
What an idiot. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We have the stylist to the stars, and I believe the person that performed this procedure.
Whoa.
Roger Racine.
Hello, Roger?
Yes. Yes, hello. That's true. I did the procedure, and it was remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem dangerous to you at all?
Not at all. Okay. I'm not a medical professional, but to the best of my knowledge, it's just fine.
Okay.
What if someone did grab a handful of it and pull? Wouldn't it rip his... What's gonna happen?
Well, there are small hooks implanted into the skull,
mm-hmm.
and then the golden chains are hooked onto those hooks, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone were to grab them, they'd simply bust loose, I assume.
I
have no idea. No one's ever done this before. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. It's no one's ever done this before.
Right, I've heard that. Now, so you didn't even think of perhaps testing what would happen if people pull on it?
No, of course not.
Okay, all right.
Because this is a wonderful world.
You're missing about the look.
The look,
right. The look. No, no rapper's ever had actual golden hair before.
Right, I've heard that, yeah. Is this
the first one.
Is this the strangest thing you've ever been asked to do, or...?
So far, but we're not stopping there.
Oh,
what else?
Dan Sir, the rapper Dan Sir is his name, is a remarkable individual and a huge talent, and we're not going to stop simply with golden hair. We're going to keep augmenting him and making him the most unique person in music.
What if he were just to be a better rapper?
That might be a good idea.
What what kind of
a lot of people are rapping, but how many people have hooks in their head with gold hanging
apparently
from them?
Apparently none.
I mean,
this
one.
Is the first
exactly.
one. Right, yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so what else is the plan?
Well, first, next up, we're going to transplant his ears. We'll take his ears off and put handles there instead.
Wow, that'd be, would this be the first one ever?
The first one ever to have handles for ears.
So will he be able to hear?
A very aggressive girlfriend.
Okay,
we're
I might want this.
Installing two small dustbusters into his nostrils.
I'm sorry, small dustbusters.
Dustbusters into his nostrils. Cannot get the cocaine up there fast enough. So we're just simply going to add some dustbusters.
That could come in handy.
We're going to surgically implant a bottle opener into his navel.
Oh, I mean, that could be useful.
I like this one.
That's not bad.
Have fun at parties.
Has anybody ever done this before?
First time ever anyone's done it. We're going to transplant his nipples and put in laser pointers.
Oh, I like that one.
Wow,
too.
Okay.
I'm actually liking this.
How are you?
Yes.
Can you do it for Sluggo as well?
Yes.
Absolutely. It will be two people, not one people.
That's true. That is true. That
and
is
then
true.
Lastly, we're taking his testicles out and we're putting in two small clown horns.
Best idea ever.
First one ever.
Right. Thank you, sir.
No one else.
Right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
No one.
Right. No one else.
Lots of other people.
No one.
Right. Okay. Bloody great song. What a great song. Wolfie. Wolfgang. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. And do you know what today is?
Nothing.
Yay. Van Halen.
Listen. Listen, I know that was meant with love, but that was crushing my ears.
Happy birthday, Wolfie, from KLOS. We are starting something new as of today. You get a rock movie assignment every single weekend. So you have between now and Sunday at midnight to watch your rock motion picture. The better the sound quality, the better the picture, the better. So you might have to go to our friends to watch. Between now and Sunday at midnight, Pink Floyd, The Wall. And you tweet at us that you're watching the movie. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. And you won't win a single thing, but you will get an A-plus on your class assignment, Pink Floyd, The Wall, between now and Sunday at midnight. And here's some Floyd not from Pink Floyd, The Wall.